Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
It's time for Rant.
Today's rant's brought to you by New Works Plumbing of Sacramento. For your plumbing needs and repairs, and remember, their expert technicians are available for you 24-7. Just go to newworksplumbing.com, N-E-W-W-R-X-plumbing.com. Can't wait for my podcast tomorrow. If you don't like that, I'll be joined by former great San Francisco Giant Will Clark. That's tomorrow on my podcast. And looking ahead to next week on Tuesday, Eric Musselman, the head coach of the Arkansas Razorbacks, he'll be my guest. And remember to check out my video rants as well over on YouTube. Hey, do you remember back on March 1st when the Atlanta Hawks fired their head coach, Lloyd Pierce? And the head coach of the Dallas Mavericks and the head of the NBA Coaches Association, Rick Carlisle, came out and ripped the Hawks' front office. He called the move of firing Pierce insane. That's right. He said it was insane and said that Pierce was a great young coach. Also talked about everything that he had done off the court for social justice and voting rights and things of that nature. And I called Rick out back then. And I have a lot of respect for Rick Carlisle. I think he's a great coach. I've always liked him, but I called him out, and I'm going to call him out again here today. And the reason for that is he stepped out of his lane. You know, I know he is the head of the Coaches Association, and I know he's got to stick up for his guys, but he was so wrong back then and even looks worse now. I mean, even after the firing of Pierce, what was it, 2 days later, The Athletic came out with a big story talking about how he had lost the locker room and that Pierce and the star point guard Trae Young didn't see eye to eye. Well, guess what? Since then, the Atlanta Hawks under Nate McMillan, that's right, 16-5. And there's another guy, what's his name? That's right. The guy not good enough to play for the Sacramento Kings, Bogdan Bogdanovich. He's a big reason why the Hawks have been surging under McMillan. Matter of fact, in the last 10, he's shooting 50% floor, 52% from downtown, averaging over 20 points a game. Pretty amazing what the Atlanta Hawks have done after the insane firing of Lloyd Pierce. Again, the numbers don't lie. 16 up, 5 down. And Rick Carlisle's been very silent. You know, maybe an apology should be forthcoming towards the Hawks front office, because they sure as hell knew what they were doing. And I just think it makes Rick look very, very poor in his judgment on this particular instance. And that's my rant for today. Really appreciate you checking us out. And don't forget, tomorrow, Will Clark will join me on my podcast, If You Don't Like That.